Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, 4 days to go until the Eagles host the Niners in the NFC Championship game. There is a walkthrough today. Yesterday, the coordinators' press conferences. I think a big takeaway is that the Link is a tough place to play. What did defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon have to say about his experiences at the Link?
He knows what the Link can be. It can be a tremendous, tremendous distraction. Now, the biggest thing is he's a defensive coach, and that will help a defensive coach because it's the offense that is most experiencing the noise, and they have to change the way they communicate. They get mixed up on the counts. They go with silent counts, which are never the same. So I think it will help Jonathan Gannon, certainly, more than it will help anybody else.
Jonathan Gannon was one of the Vikings' defensive assistant coaches in the Eagles Super Bowl season, so he was here on the other side when the Birds hosted the Vikings that year. What was the story he told about that yesterday?
Yeah, he talked about warm-ups, and he was on the field with Viking safety Harrison Smith, and the crowd, even at that point, this is in the warm-ups, the crowd at that point was going crazy, and Harrison Smith looked over at Jonathan Gannon and said, "Whoa," and Jonathan Gannon looked back and said, "Whoa." You know, it just hit them right there and then that this is going to be a tough place to play in.
We know the 49ers defense is excellent. Merrill, who on that defense especially is a big playmaker for the Niners?
Fred Warner, the linebacker. He is one of the best there is. It just finds ways to get through to the quarterback, to force fumbles, to come up with interceptions. Number 54, Fred Warner. If you have to circle one person, that's the guy. Now, there's also a lot of tough players along the defensive line. And if you're looking for somebody there to pay attention to, it's number 97, Nick Bosa.
Right. And he's Joey Bosa's brother. And they were talking yesterday during the press conferences about how Nick Bosa will play 50-50, will switch sides. So he not necessarily will play the right side or the left side. They move him back and forth. How much more difficult does that make that for the Eagles offense?
Well, it's not anything strange because you see that with a lot of players. The Eagles did it all the time with Reggie White years ago. If you have an exceptional player, you don't put him in one spot. I mean, the Cowboys do that all the time with Micah Parsons. You don't know where he's coming from. So you game plan for it. You know that it's coming. But certainly just having him on the field makes it tougher.
And Merrill, I'll close with this. Since we talked about who the biggest playmakers are on the 49ers defense, when you look at them offensively, who stands out to you in terms of somebody the Eagles really need to try to slow down on Sunday?
Well, they base their offense around number 23, Christian McCaffrey. That changed that team. They picked him up before the trade deadline, and he has been outstanding. Now, he didn't have a huge game against Dallas, but it always opens up somebody else. And the other guy, I think, is probably the best in the game in his position there. It's either him or Travis Kelce, 1 and 1A, and that's the tight end, number 85, George Kittle. He is remarkable. You saw the catch he made against Dallas with the ball, hit his hands, hit his helmet, bounced back. He caught the ball and pulled it in and moved it out of harm's way. George Kittle is a phenomenal, phenomenal tight end.
And it's not just them, Merrill. They also have really good wide receivers in Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk.
Well, they're both good.
Yeah.
But they're both good. But the most exceptional players for that offense are Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. Those are the two. Those others are good. Debo Samuel, of course, you have to watch out for him because they will move him into the backfield at times and as a running back. So he's either dangerous as a receiver or as a running back. And, of course, Brandon Ayuk, number 11, is a fine wide receiver. But, again, the two that would worry me most are McCaffrey and Kittle.
All right, Merrill, we'll continue to preview this matchup as the week goes on. Appreciate the time. That is the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.